created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 3, Common Winter Illnesses, Part 2. In Module 2, we took a brief look at some illnesses that affect many each year, with most of them being contagious. Let's continue to explore other common sicknesses that you should prepare your body to fight against if you are unable to avoid them altogether. Conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis is the medical term for what most people understand to be pink eye. With this condition, the thin tissue over the white part of the eye, or the conjunctiva, is inflamed. Viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites can be the cause of pink eye. It can spread quickly, but usually doesn't cause long-term damage. Even if it doesn't cause long-term issues, who wants to deal with discolored, watery, and possibly painful or itchy eyes for a few days to 2 weeks? Since pink eye is so contagious, you want to help prevent the spread of it by not touching your eyes with your bare hands, regularly washing your hands, not sharing eye cosmetics with others.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Sore throat. A sore throat is many times a symptom of an underlying condition such as a cold or flu. Regarding the throat itself, it is usually scratchy, uncomfortable, or painful, which typically worsens as one swallows. Unless the root cause of the soreness is severe, it typically lasts a week. If caused by a viral infection, it will heal without intervention. Strep throat. Unlike a common sore throat, strep throat is caused by bacteria and requires an antibiotic to get rid of it. The two are similar in causing scratchiness and soreness. If not treated properly, strep throat can lead to damage of the kidneys, heart, and joints. So at the first sight of the condition, it is advised that one visits the doctor. Although common in children, strep throat can affect people of all ages. This highly contagious condition can be spread airborne or by touching one's eyes, mouth, or nose after coming in contact with a surface that has been touched by a person already infected.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Gastroenteritis. Norovirus. As stated in its name, norovirus is caused by a virus and considered a stomach bug. It is known for causing sudden diarrhea and vomiting in sufferers. The illness is highly contagious and symptoms typically last 1 to 3 days. As painful as these symptoms may be, the virus usually clears the body without intervention. However, because of the severe loss of bodily fluids, one can become dehydrated, which could cause other problems that would require medical attention. Gastroenteritis. Gastroenteritis can be caused by a virus such as norovirus, bacteria, or parasite. With this condition, the lining of the intestines becomes inflamed. It is known as the stomach flu, even though it is not related to influenza, and is accompanied by diarrhea and cramps. Nausea, vomiting, and fever are also likely to occur. Most people undergo
created
a 1 to 3 day incubation period where no symptoms are present. Symptoms then last for a day or two, but may remain for 10 days. Case study. Paul and Amy decided to coordinate a potluck for their team, celebrating a job well done on the project they finished. 2 days after the potluck, Paul called in sick with what he described as stomach issues. 3 days later, several other team members called in sick. At first, Amy thought it was a coincidence that so many people were sick at the same time. As she thought back to a training they had on common illnesses, she remembered specifically talking about gastroenteritis and how it has a 1 to 3 day incubation period and can be spread through the contaminated food of a person who is infected. She came to the conclusion that it was likely a result of the potluck. Amy decided to be on the safe side. Future celebrations will not include potlucks.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.